Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has assigned the job of interrogating Saddam Hussein to the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA will use an array of techniques to presumably encourage, goad, intimidate, or induce Saddam to talk. Phil Giraldi is a former CIA counterterrorism specialist and joins us in our studios. Mr. Giraldi, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
What do you think are some of the most basic mundane techniques that, in your judgment, will probably be applied in this case, or even as we speak, could be?
Yeah, well, the process of interrogation basically is a process of wearing down the suspect, and it's done on a mental level, it's done on a physical level. This is not to suggest torture or anything like that, but it is to suggest that there is a process of day after day where the subject is disoriented, doesn't know what time it is, doesn't know whether it's day or night. The meals would be coming at a regular time, so he can't even judge by the meals what time of day it is. He's not allowed to sleep. There basically is a stressing of the individual, and you reach a point where hopefully the stressing will impel the individual to cooperate with you.
We assume that U.S. and British interrogators won't use some of the techniques of torture that certainly Saddam's minions practiced for more than 20 years, so there won't be strapping electrodes to him, anything like that. But are there other techniques that skirt into another area?
Yeah, the generally accepted rule is that once you do something physical like applying a cigarette to the body or an electrode, that's torture. But if you do other things that basically stress the individual, that's more or less acceptable, although obviously civil libertarians might argue that point. Things that might be done, for example, is while he's being interrogated, you might put a hood over his head so he can't see and becomes somewhat disoriented that way.
Can't see the faces of the people.
He can't see the faces. Yeah. He wouldn't know what kind of room he's in. He wouldn't know what the surroundings were. You could do something like make him adopt an uncomfortable position while you're questioning him. You can make him lean against the wall, or you could make him get down into sort of a push-up position or something like that.
Going to the bathroom?
He might be stopped from going to the bathroom. That certainly would be disorienting for many people.
Mm-hmm. And could be demeaning.
Yes, of course, of course. He might be naked, which would be demeaning for him.
Is that considered the kind of thing Americans do?
It's certainly within the realm of possibility, and I believe it is it's certainly a technique that I've seen employed overseas by friendly intelligence services that the U.S. is linked with.
You raise a question. What about the prospect for an American interrogator saying to Saddam Hussein or somebody else in the deck of playing cards, you can only go so far with us. If you don't give us the information we want, we turn you over to the Pakistani Secret Service, which has what's the term of art? A more robust reputation for some of their interrogative techniques.
It's not going to happen in this case because Saddam Hussein is eventually going to wind up in some kind of show trial. And as a result of that, I think the interrogators will take extra measures to make sure that there's no imputation that he in any way was tortured.
What about the faces that he sees, or if his head is under a black bag he doesn't see, or the voices he hears every day, are they the same?
I would think that they'll be using teams of interrogators, and at a certain point when they feel he's beginning to soften, they'll use the classic technique of introducing an interrogator who pretends to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's the good cop, bad cop. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Do you really think Saddam Hussein would fall for that?
I don't think so, but it's a technique that would be interesting just from the point of view of his reaction to it, because part of the team, of course, will be psychiatrists, will be watching everything he says and everything he does. So it will be kind of a bellwether to see which way he's turning or whether, in fact, he's vulnerable to a different approach.
Does Saddam Hussein have an equally powerful interest in prolonging his interrogation as long as he can? Because he knows at the end of it is a trial, and at the end of that trial, he'd be naive to assume that there's any result of that trial that's not going to involve his incarceration or death.
I would think, yes, in general, his mindset will be to obfuscate, to stretch this process out as long as he can. But I think the trial is somewhat independent of the interrogation. The trial will be dictated by political concerns in Iraq. The interrogation will, I think, literally go on as long as he is held prior to the trial.
Phil Giraldi, a former CIA counterterrorism specialist. Mr. Giraldi, thanks very much.
Thank you.